भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिरभवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधाम उपगते धर्म ज्ञान आदि भीषा कलो नष्ट दृशामेश पुराणार्को अधुना उदिता ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 33 रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज ये दोज हु मधुचंदसो सन ऑफ विश्वामित्र सेलिब्रेटेड एज द मधुचंदस ज्येष्ठ एल्डेस्ट कुशलम वेरी गुड मिनिरे एक्सेप्टिंग that the proposal that he be accepted as the eldest brother. Ashapat cursed tan all the sons muni Vishwamitra Muni, Kruda, being angry, Mlecha, disobedient to the Vedic principles, Bhavata, all of you become, Durjana, very bad sons, E Madhu Chanda Sojesta, कुशलम मुनि कुशलम मिनिरेन तत् असपत्तान मुनि कृंदो मृच्छा भवत दुर्जना भाषांतर एंड भावार्थ भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द्वारा When requested by their father to accept Sunasefa as the eldest son, the elder 50 of the Madhuchandas, the sons of Vishwamitra, did not agree. Therefore, Vishwamitra, being angry, cursed them. May all of you bad sons become mlechas. He said, being opposed to the principles of Vedic culture. Please repeat after me. when requested by their father to accept Sunasepa as the eldest son, the elder 50 of the Madhu Chandasa, the sons of Vishwamitra did not agree. Therefore Vishwamitra, being angry, cursed them. May all of you bad sons become malicious. He said, being opposed to the principles of Vedic culture, purports by Srila Prabhupada. In Vedic literature, there are names like malechas and yavanas. The malech are understood to be those who do not follow the Vedic principles. In former days, the malechas were fewer, and Vishwamitra Muni cursed his sons to become malechas. But in the present age, Kali Yuga, there is no need of cursing, for people are automatically malicious. This is only the beginning of Kali Yuga. But at the end of Kali Yuga, the entire population will consist of malicious because no one will follow the Vedic principles. At that time, the incarnation Kalki will appear. Malicha Nivaha Nidane Kalayasi Kara Balam. He will kill all the malicious indiscriminately with his sword. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. So I would like to read the synopsis of 15 and 16 chapter, because of my old age, my memory is a little down. There are so many names here, Vishwamitra's ancestor and everything. So I would like to read that and then we can converse a little more. 15th chapter, Parshuram, the Lord's warrior incarnation. This chapter describes the history of Gandhi in the dynasty of Ayla. From the womb of Urvasi came six sons named Ayu, Srutayu, Satyayu, Rai, Jai and Vijay. So, celestial lady, Apsara, Urvasi, she is begetting these children. Their name is given. The son of Srutayu was Vasuman. The son of Satyayu was Srutanjay. The son of Rai was Eka. The son of Jai was Amita. And the son of Vijay was Bhima. Bhima's son was named Kanchan. The son of Kanchan was Hotraka. And the son of Hotraka was Janu. Janu, who was celebrated for having drunk all the water of the Ganges in one sip. The descendants of Janu, one after another, were Puru, Balak, Ajak, and Kusha. The son of Kusha were Kushambu, Tanayavasu, and Kushanabu. From Kushanabu came Gandhi, who had a daughter named Satyavrati. So this is a dynasty of Parshuram, his forefathers, so begetted by Urvasi, the Apsara, celestial lady. So from Kushambu came Gandhi, who had a daughter named Satyavrati. And Satyavrati married Rika Muni after the Muni contributed a substantial dowry. So Rika Muni, he was very powerful yogi, and he wanted to marry a daughter of a king, Gandhi, called Satyavrati. Different Satyavrati than the Maharaj Pandu's mother's mother or father's mother. So it's a different Satyavrati here. And Rukmuni wanted to marry a king's daughter. So king, he was very afraid to give his daughter to Muni. And that's why he wanted to deny him. But he was afraid of curse. So he said to Muni that if you can provide 1,000 horse dowry, the horse would have 1 year black and 1 year white. Yeah, 1 year white and other natural color, whatever. So it's impossible task almost. So Muni, by his yogic power, he went to demigods, especially Varuna. And Varun, the demigod of water, Varun gave him these 1,000 horses who had one black ear and one natural color. So this Muni came to Satyavati's father and gave him this dowry to marry her. So then dynasty goes a little further. So Muni contributed a substantial dowry, and from the womb of Satyavati by Rika Muni, Jamadagni was born. So this is the why I wanted to read previous dynasty. Jamadagni was born of Satyavati. And from the womb of Satyavati, by Rika Muni, Jamadagni was born. The son of Jamadagni was Parshuram. When a king named Kartavirya Arjun stole Jamadagni's desired cow, Parshuram, who is ascertained by learned experts to be a Shaktyavesh incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, killed Kartavirya Arjun. Later he annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty 21 times. So Parshuram, he annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty 21 times because the Kshatriya dynasty became corrupt. Corruption was that Kshatriyas were not following the Vedic religion, the code of conducts that is enunciated in Vedic literature. In other words, they became Malechals and Yavanas, the Kshatriya kings. Malecha Raja Rupena Bhokshanti Praja Sarve, 12th Canto. In age of Kali Yuga, Malecha Raja will exploit the general populace and will Bhokshanti, will levy heavy kar, heavy taxes and heavy not giving any protection. The kings would institute Vedic religion, but instead of that he will not follow and general public will not follow, because the common man follows the great personalities like king. So Parshuram, he was born of Jamadagni. So then next chapter 16, where we are. So I'll read the synopsis again. When Jamadagni was killed by the son of Kartavirya Arjun, as described in this chapter, Parshuram read the entire world of Kshatriya 21 times. This chapter also describes the descendants of Vishwamitra. When Jamadagni's wife Renuka went to bring water from the Ganges, she saw some Gandharva's king, and the Gandharva king was enjoying the company of celestial ladies, woman, Apsara. So Parshuram mother, she became very overwhelmed by this sin, and she meditatively tried to enjoy like them. So seeing this, Jamadagni became very angry at her. And punished by Asvan. Parshuram killed his mother and brother. So Parshuram, son of he killed her mother, killed his mother and his brother both. So the story goes on that Kartavirya Arjuna, however, remembering the death of their father, wanted to take revenge against Parshuram. And therefore, when Parshuram was absent from the ashram, they killed Jamadagni. So, Kartavirya Arjuna, he was very powerful king. He performed as austerity and he pleased all demigods, especially Lord Shiva. And he asked the boon for thousands of hands and lots and lots of shakti, power, strength. So he was very, very powerful personality. So he killed Jamadagni, father of Parshuram, in his absence. So Parshuram was absent from the ashram. They killed Jamadagni, who was meditating on the Supreme Personal Godhead. When Parshuram returned to the ashram, he saw his father killed. He was very sorry, and after asking his brother to take care of the dead body, he went out with determination to kill all the Kshatriyas on the surface of the world. Taking up his axe, he went to Mahismatipur, the capital of Kartavirya Arjun, and killed all of Kartavirya Arjun's son, whose blood became a great river. Parshuram, however, was not satisfied with killing only the sons of Kartavirya Arjun. Later, when the Kshatriyas became disturbing, he killed them 21 times. By that, there were no Kshatriyas on the surface of the earth. Therefore, Parshuram joined the head of his father to the dead body and performed various sacrifices to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Jamadagni got his life again in his body, and later he was promoted to the higher planetary system known as Saptarshi Mandal. Parshuram, the son of Jamadagni, still lives in Mahendra Parvat. In the next Manvantar, he will become a preacher of Vedic knowledge. In the dynasty of Gandhi, the most powerful Vishwamitra took birth. By dint of his austerity and penance, he became a Brahman. He had 101 sons who were celebrated as the Madhu Chandas in the sacrificial arena of Harishchandra, the son of Ajigarat, named Sunasepa, was meant to be sacrificed. But by the mercy of the Prajapatis, he was released. Therefore, he became Devrat in the dynasty of Gandhi. The 50 elder sons of Vishwamitra, however, did not accept Sunasepa as their elder brother, and therefore Vishwamitra cursed them to become malicious and unfaithful to the Vedic civilization. So Vishwamitra Muni had 101 sons, and 50 of them accepted Sunasepa, who was adopted by Vishwamitra. He was adopted son. And real son, 108 son, they denied to accept him as the elder son. So out of all son, half son, agreed to the proposal that we will accept this proposal, but other half they did not. So Vishwamitra cursed them to become malicious. So Vishwamitra, being satisfied, blessed them. Thus, so half of the son, he blessed them. Thus, Devarat was accepted in the dynasty of Kaushika. So Kaushik is a dynasty, Gautam dynasty, Achyuta, our Gotra is Achyuta Gotra, Achyuta dynasty. So Devarat, he was accepted in the dynasty of Kaushik. And consequently, there are different divisions of this dynasty. So this is the synopsis story of this chapter. So Vishwamitra, he cursed the half the son to become malicha and yavanas. And malicha and yavana means they don't accept the varnasram, Vedic principles, Vedic dharma. So in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada writes that Kalo Sudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, Sudra is better than malichas and yavanas, because Sudra is within varnasram. But varna, malichas and yavanas, in every religion, this thing is there. Christian, Muslim also says Qadir or something. Kafir. Kafir means they don't accept Muslim religion. So Kafir. And Christian also have same. If they don't accept Christianity, then they are, I don't know what they call.
Heathen.
So here, malicha and yavana, actually all religion, the origin is Vedic religion, very ancient Vedic religion. So here, Vishwamitra cursed his son to become malicious and yavanas. So malich means those who do not accept any Vedic rules and regulations, outcasts. And in Kali Yuga, malicha rajena rupena bhokshanti praja sarve. So malicha will become king, and it is coming pretty soon in our time also. We can hardly have 0.01% if we are lucky, a Vaishnavas who are following Vedic religion. In Hinduism also there are most of them, 0.01%, 100%, minus 0.01% are malichas and yavanas. Why? Because they don't follow Vedic religion. Vedic religion is the varnasram. Varnasram vivagasah swanusitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshanam. The aim of Varnasram is to satisfy Lord Hari Krishna. So, Malachand Yavanas, most of the population is Malachand Yavana because they don't accept Lord Hari and serve Lord Hari Krishna. Dharma Swanusthita Punsa Vishwakshena Kathasuyat Na Utpadaya Yadiratim Sramaya Vahi Kevalam. They uselessly laboring for material gain, and for that they go to demigods. So most of the Hindu people, they are worshipping demigods, not Supreme Personality of Godhead. If they worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Hari, then they are Vaishnavas. But Vaishnavas are handful, and rest of them, they are into material gain. Please give me wealth, give me honey, give me money, give me health, give me this, give me that. For that they will all go to demigods. And demigod worshippers are not following Vedic religion. The Vedic religion aim is to satisfy Lord Hari. Sam Siddhi Hari Toshanam. So, hardly we can find in Hinduism who are worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Most of them are into material gain, demigod worship, and if they are lucky, they worship demigods. Otherwise, they worship ghosts, they worship demons, they worship, all kind of worships are in Hinduism, hodgepodge. So this is called Malachas and Yavanas. So almost whole population of the earth is not following Vedic religion. Vedic religion means personality of Godhead. Prabhupada very much institutes this personality, supreme personality of Godhead, not impersonal Mayavadi Suska Vedantist following, impersonal following. Lord has personality, and Vaishnavas, they follow personality of Godhead. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, apanna avyaktim vyaktim apanna manyate abudha jana. Those who are less intelligent, buddhu, they think that I have come from impersonal feature, avyaktim vyaktim apanna, then I have come from impersonal feature of mine. But actually, impersonal aspect of God is also coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Impersonal aspect, Brahma Jyoti, is the aura or light of the light of effulgence of body of Sri Krishna. So this, they don't accept personal aspect of God. God is made in the, man is made in the image of God and vice versa. So there is, the man has personality, so God has to have personality. So ultimate original form of God is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Sam Siddhi Haritoshanam. Religion meant to please the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sam Siddhi Haritoshanam. This is Varnasram. Varnasrama Vibhagasha sunusitastha dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshana. So Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra and ashram is Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So this is Varnasram Dharma. And this Varnasram Dharma is meant to please the Lord by becoming complementary to each other in Varna and Ashram. All Varnas become complementary to each other, they help each other. Maharaj was Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj. He was saying Devapur yesterday about how one should respect even a Sudra. Sudra should be respected because he is following Varnasram Dharma. He is not Malach and Yavana who is not following Varnasram. And he quoted many, many verses about Kali Yuga, how Kali Yuga people will be attracted by only by bodily beauty and their will not be any marriage institution, just like cats and dogs. They will meet on the street. Actually, it is happening in the Western world. You can see this very prominent. It's coming to India very fast through internet. Whatever telephone could not do, this smartphone did. Smartphone couldn't do, the computers did, and computer couldn't do, the internet did, and now robotic age is coming. So there is no chance that Vedic religion will exist pretty soon. Prabhupada said 10,000 years, but it's going fast. In my life, I am about 65 and a half, 5 plus. I have seen my childhood very distinct Varnasram. Brahman in my village, one side, they have their area. The Vaishyas, they have their area. The Sudras, they have their area. Malachas, Yavanas, I won't say that word, but Muslims, they have their areas. They have no mix. Even though in small village, there was very crystal clear demarcation between all people living in one small town. So nowadays, when I go to my village, it is all deserted and all mix and all, everything is finished. It's almost finished. No Varnasram. So what to talk about general world at large? The Varnasram Dharma is almost finished. And that's why Prabhupada said, if we can become successful, then we should establish Varnasram Dharma. 50% of my work is left, and that was Varnasram Dharma, cow and Brahmins. Even nowadays, there is hardly any Brahmin. In 1 million, you can find one Brahmin who is a real Brahmin. Out of 1 million, not 1%, 1 million. Brahmins, they have become Sudras, working for government, working for, in our Delhi temple when I was president, there were so many Brahmins, drivers and so many. Because Brahmin, what can they do? They have to have some livelihood. General population, they are not giving charity to Brahmins and not engaging them into their varnasram duty. They have, nobody is giving them. Varnasram, Vaishya is supposed to support Brahmins, but there is no support to the Brahmins. The Brahmin has to take up the jobs, become sudras. So Brahmins are pretty much wiped out and cows are finished. This is Vedic civilization. Varnasram dharma depends on Brahmins and cows. So cows in India, there was some hope. In our time, my 75 years when I was a child, 6, 10 years old, my whole village was cultivating farm. Farming was done by ox, and cows were giving profuse milk. Everybody would keep cows and ox. And only there was one tractor, and that tractor was coming out once a month, almost nothing. Well, everything was done by ox and cows, and the Brahmins were very much respected. My father would consult for our priest, Brahmin. Very nice Vedic culture. But now, Brahmins are gone. There is no Brahmins. And ox are gone. There is not one single ox. There is about 100 tractors. And cows are there, all ox. The male child of cow, they are on the street. And on the street, Malaysians and Yavanas, they, at the night time, 2 o'clock, they put all these bulls in truck and takes them to slaughterhouses. So cows are finished. Bulls are Bapa, Gai Mata, and Balad Bapa. That was a slogan in our village. Gai Mata, our mother is cow, and ox is our father who tills the fields and produce grains. So his bulls are our father. So cows are finished, Brahmins are finished. So that means Varnasram is finished. That means no samsiddhi haritoshanam. Nobody is accepting and worshipping Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. Demigods, demigoddess, some grahas and 9 grahas and rakshas, they worship rakshas also. So many tantric, mode of ignorance, tantric, everybody is believing in tantric, and all mantras, soham, and mantras are finished. Aham Brahmasmi. There is no name of Krishna in there. Any mantra which has no name of Krishna in it is useless mantra. Aham Brahmasmi. Me Brahma. I am the Brahma. There is no name of Krishna. Tat Tvam Asi. Third mantra. Whatever you are, I am the same. Tat Tvam Asi. Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. There is nothing is left almost, except the hope is Srila Prabhupada. That's a hope. And it's a good hope. It's a very good hope. Somebody told Prabhupada that you are worshipping so much Krishna and 6-time offering, 6-time arti, sungarti is that, worshipping. So much worshipping to Krishna. And what if there is no God? What if there is no Krishna? So Prabhupada said, no problem. This life is so beautiful, nice, happy, peaceful, blissful life. If there is no God, no problem. We still worship Him. because we have beautiful life, dancing, chanting, feasting. So, Prabhupada is the hope. There is no hope. Of course, there are a few Vaishnavas also around. Vaishnavas, poor sampradayas, Vaishnava acharyas. So that's the hope. Sorry, I almost touched. None. So I'll stop here. Any question? Yes, Prabhuji? Actually, you should answer your question.
Huh?
You should answer your question.
No, no.
As you mentioned, in Kali Yuga, this age, everyone is in the legend. Because if you read the seventh canto, Prahlada Maharaj clearly defines what is a Brahmana, what is a Vaishya, what is even a Shudra. If you read the Shudra qualifications, people don't even come close to being qualified even as a Shudra. So everyone's in the legend in love. So we're talking about Paramashram Dharma to be established. As you said, it's only been Prabhupada's clear instruction. Previously, 50 years ago, in the villages, they would sit and listen to Bhagavad at the end of the day. You do your work, and you hear about the God, Krishna. So the Krishna society, the temples, are there for that purpose, to start thinking about Krishna, remembering Krishna. Then, hopefully, the qualities will develop automatically by following the process of bhakti. Then you'll find that you're qualified Brahma. As you said, everyone's
finished. Only 0.001% Vaishnavas left. 0.01% if you are lucky. Handful, very handful. So this is a pathetic situation of Kali Yuga. Very vigorously fast approaching Kali Yuga. Any other question or comment? Yes, Prabhuji?
Lecture
in
Yavan.
Huh? No difference. Same thing. Same thing. Yes, Prabhuji?
I was going to make one comment.
Speaking of my.
I was going to make one comment at the end of that story. The Prabhupada said, even somebody asked him about Krishna and what do you do? Prabhupada explained, well, just keep going. All these things, but at the end, I heard that he said, "But there is Krishna."
But there is.
There is Krishna.
There is Krishna. Of course, he will remain forever. There is Krishna. Yes, so this is the hope. Prabhupada and his con is the hope. I met today one person. He says, "I used to go to your disciples' class. So, but I took initiation from somewhere else." So I said, "But you should still go to that class. Why? Because you will not get knowledge anywhere else. Prabhupada is the only hope. Prabhupada is giving knowledge. He is giving us, and he is giving through his books. He is giving his through his lectures. So, still, he may have taken initiation from somewhere else. But to take knowledge, there is only one institution, and that is ISKCON.
Yes. Hare Krishna. My question is, you know, that as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that Sankirtan movement will spread in every town and village around the world. Now, does that mean that only Sankirtan will be done, or that even Dharma, you know, in four Varnas and four Ashramas will also be established? Should we understand that only the Harinam Sankirtan will be established in every town and village, or that Varnashram will also be established?
Well, Varnashram is almost finished, but we can, ISKCON can try a little, whatever we can do. We can try to establish Varnashram, but it is almost finished now because of this internet and so much, you know, thing going on in the world. money and honey. So Vrindavanaśrama is almost coming to an end, to my knowledge. But Prabhupada is trying to instructed us to establish Vrindavanaśrama. So we can do that, but we have to be very influential to the presidents of America, Prime Minister of India, and President of China, and especially American President. If he becomes Vaishnava, the whole world will become Vaishnava. So we have to get them. If you get the upper manager or kings, President of America is a king of whole world right now. So if he gets into Vaishnavism, immediately we can establish Varnasrama without any problem. But we are doing our meager efforts from bottom. They can hardly hear us. Even Modi, sorry to take name. It's very hard to convince him about Varnasrama. He is religious, but to establish anyway, so Harinam will remain pursued. But Varnasrama we can try.
So the seventh canto says an intelligent person should try to spread Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and all the necessities of life will automatically follow. So try to spread Krishna consciousness by the chanting of the holy name, then all the necessities will follow.
Follow.
We're not sure we'll follow the place.
Yes. There you go. So thank you very much. I'm sorry to take your 5 minutes over. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Chyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, God Prema.